Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab, your host for Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this program, we delve into the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, exploring his exemplary conduct and the lessons we can learn from his life to strive towards becoming better individuals. Join me on this journey as we seek inspiration from the life of Prophet and reflect on how we can emulate his noble character in our lives. Today we embark on a journey to explore the timeless virtues of simplicity and moderation through the lens of the exemplary life of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family. As we delve into the teachings and practices of the Prophet, we aim to understand how embodying simplicity and moderation can lead us towards a more fulfilling and spiritually enriched life. Join us as we unravel the essence of living like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, drawing inspiration from his humble lifestyle and profound wisdom to navigate the complexities of our modern world. Well, living simply and avoiding excessive indulgence in the material possessions and worldly pleasures is a wise and beneficial practice that helps us reach our full potential and, you know, elevate our spirits. The more we focus on material things and kind of become attached to this world, the less we can experience the true spiritual joy, wisdom, and that inner enlightenment. While the men of God who are spiritually inclined and have noble aspirations do not allow themselves to be distracted by the attractions of this world, you know, because this world has so many attractions, this materialistic pursuit of world kind of always attracts us towards itself. But these men, they do understand that pursuing worldly pleasures and seeking a spiritual enlightenment are like moving in two opposite directions. This understanding is really, really very important. Like I, as a Muslim, should understand this, or as a human being best out with that intellect, should have this knowledge that, yes, to go towards those, you know, material possessions and to have that spiritual life are like, you know, some two opposite poles. Therefore, those who are focused on the spiritual goal and the spiritual growth actually and dedicate themselves wholeheartedly to draw themselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing this as the ultimate purpose of their existence, they do not waste their time on unimportant things, because reaching the important goal is only possible if they live simply and don't care much about the worldly matters. Welcome back. You are listening to the enlightening waves of IRIB English Radio. This is Like Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam, may peace be upon him and his family, the ultimate role model for humanity. He emphasized the importance of living simply, leading people towards a spiritual growth. It is important to note that the concept of simplicity is relative and can vary based on different times and situations. A lifestyle that may seem comfortable in one situation could be viewed as, you know, simple in other situation, depending on the changes in that society and the circumstances of that society. When it's mentioned that the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family lived a simple life and that we should emulate him, it does not mean that we should replicate his exact lifestyle in terms of the quality and quantity of our homes, like the transportation and food. Instead, it implies that we should adapt his principles to our current circumstances, taking into account the advancements in technology and also the changes in the society to determine what kind of lifestyle aligns with simplicity and moderation. In other words, from this simple principle, one should not draw the conclusion that since the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example, lived in a house made of clay, or he ate his food made in the dishes that were made of clay again, or he rode on a particular animal, one should not do the same today. Rather, what is important is observing the principle of living simply, the main principle, while paying attention to the particular present conditions of time and as well as that place, obviously.
Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya Habib Salam Alayka, Salawatullah Alayka, Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya Habib Salam Alayka,
Let's take a deeper dive now into how we can emulate his noble example in our daily lives, especially that of a simple life. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, he lived a very, very simple life. His house was small, made of clay. He had a mat on the floor and mostly ate barely breads and, you know, dates. Sometimes he did not even have this small amount of food as well and went hungry sometimes for days. His clothes were plain and he would fix his own shoes. But his simplicity was not because he was poor. He could work and had that everything, whatever he needed. Imam Baqir al-Islam says, he narrates that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam once declined eating halwa. Halwa is a sweet jelly-like food, and he declined to eat that. Now, what was the reason? Not because it was forbidden, but to avoid developing a craving for it. See, we sometimes do not understand this concept. We feel like maybe prophets or the imams, they would avoid certain kinds of foods just because they were poor or they couldn't afford it. But no, like from this hadith of Imam Baqir al-Islam, we understand that Prophet would avoid this not to develop that craving for that particular food. This incident in itself highlights the Prophet's practice of moderation and detachment from the worldly pleasures, as also emphasized in the Quranic verse, which says that you did away with the pure food in your life in this world. And that's again not to develop a craving for it. Also, Imam Ali al-Islam beautifully describes the simplicity in Prophet's life and detachment from the worldly possessions. He says, the Prophet took only what he truly needed from this world without being attached to it. So as we come to the end of our program, we again reflect on the profound teachings and examples of simplicity and moderation inspired by the lives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his noble companions, and also our imams. May we strive to embody these timeless virtues in our daily lives, seeking contentment in simplicity and detachment from worldly desires. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like